is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! After the story today, you will draw a picture of the story and add it to your storybook. At the top of the page, write Jacob's 12 sons and list them. At the bottom of the page, write number 10. Add your memory verse and today's date. Austin, would you say our memory verse?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the form of a servant. Philippians 2:5-7.
Good job! Last week, we learned the bitter struggle between Jacob and Esau because Esau sold Jacob his birthright and Jacob deceived his father in order to claim what he felt like was his. Rather than face the wrath of Esau, Jacob fled to his uncle Laban and stayed there 20 years. During that time, he married and began his family. As Jacob was returning to Canaan, one night the Lord began to wrestle with him. The wrestling went on all night, and Jacob would not give up until he was blessed. Jacob received a blessing, and that is identified with him to this day. Let's consider how he was blessed. He was given a permanent crippling affliction that lasted him the rest of his life. In the past, he was known to lie. He told his father he was Esau, but he told the Lord he was Jacob. His deceptive nature was gone forever. His name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Jacob means supplanter. someone who wrongfully takes the place of another. That's what Jacob did to Esau. Israel means to fight or struggle with God, cling firmly to God, seeking to be an overcomer. Being crippled, like all physical afflictions, is humbling. That was the Lord's purpose in crippling Jacob. He wanted to humble Jacob. Jacob's self-will had gotten him into a lot of trouble with his brother and the Lord. We need to remember, God has an eternal purpose for everything He allows to happen to us. Even when we are faced with physical problems that seem incurable, Esau had the same opportunity to be accepted with the Lord, but Esau would not submit to God's will for his life. Before his birth, it was the Lord's will that Esau serve his brother Jacob. Esau never submitted to the authority of anyone, not even his parents. But even as a rebel, we see a tender spot in Esau. Was it because that it had been 20 years since he had seen his brother? Or was it because Jacob was leaping toward Esau that touched him? When our bodies are afflicted and are wasting away, others are affected, especially if they haven't seen us for a while. Was it because Jacob came toward him limping and bowing in humility as he came? Is that what touched Esau and caused him to run to meet Jacob and hug him and kiss him and cry? Oh, that would have been the perfect time for Esau to have submitted his will to God's will. When their father died, the twins together buried Isaac. The funeral was another opportunity for Esau to submit to God's will, because a funeral makes us think about eternity, and that's all that really matters, eternity. At death, we are gathered to our people. The Bible says at the death of Abraham, he was gathered to his people. It says that about Isaac and Jacob, too. To be gathered to our people does not mean our relatives. It means to be gathered to those we have identified with while we are living. We all identify ourselves with the people of God or those who oppose God. At death, we will be joined to those we identify with while we are living. God's will for Esau was that he be a servant to Jacob. Esau could not and would not accept that. Everybody can't be served. Somebody has got to be the servant. And God calls some people to be a servant. If only we could accept God's will for our lives God made Esau. He made every one of us. He has a perfect will for our lives, and it may not be what we imagine that would be best for us, but God knows. He knows the eternal purpose for which He made us. Aunt Ree, you know of someone who no doubt had an influence over Esau. Would you contrast Esau's life with another person Esau knew well?
Genesis 35:8 just seems to be stuck in this chapter without any real purpose. But we know God has a purpose for everything in His Word. Let's read verse 8. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak. Remember when Eliezer went to get a bride for Isaac and Rebekah watered the camels and Eliezer knew she was the one? Well, when Rebekah left her family to go with Eliezer to marry Isaac, Deborah went with her. Deborah was Rebekah's nurse or maidservant, the one who helped Rebekah. Though Deborah was not a patriarch, let's look closer at this servant of God. The name Deborah means bee. And Deborah was busy like a little bee. Her life was spent faithfully, joyfully caring for Rebekah and her family. Obviously, she was a very trustworthy woman to be placed in this position. According to some writers, she lived to be almost 100 years old. She no doubt cared for Jacob and Esau when they were growing up, and she was very much a part of their family. It's believed that she was given as a nurse to Jacob's children when he returned to Canaan. The Lord did not let Deborah quietly slide from the pages of the Bible. He gives us Genesis 35:8, just one verse as to the great reverence the family had for her. She was buried under an oak. Jacob named that oak the oak of weeping. Such a statement indicates Deborah was held in high esteem in her family, and they were very grieved at her passing. Because Jacob named it the oak of weeping, we know that many tears were shed for her by those she had served through the years. They wept for her like she was one of their own family. Through all of time, her name and the place of her burial will be memorialized. That is God's opinion of this faithful servant woman. We can only assume it was her faith in the God of Abraham that transformed her bonds of servitude into bonds of love. In doing so, she earned the respect and gratitude of those she faithfully served. No doubt Esau, Jacob, and Jacob's family witnessed the love of God in her life, and she left an impression on them in their young, tender years that lasted a lifetime. How we thank God for the devoted people who have given their lives in serving their generation well. Their lives have impressed children for generations. Think of someone who's not related to you that has left such an impression on you.
And now it's story time! Jacob had 12 sons, but his favorite son was Joseph. Joseph's 11 brothers hated Joseph because Jacob loved Joseph more than he loved them. When Joseph was 17, the brothers decided they would kill Joseph, but instead they sold him to travelers who were headed to Egypt. Joseph lived the rest of his life in Egypt, but God was with him. Boys and girls, to know that God is with us makes all the difference in the world. Joseph knew that he was right in the center of God's will, even though he was separated from his family. He knew that God loved him and he had a plan for his life. During this time, he served an officer named Potiphar. Joseph worked hard and pleased Potiphar, and Potiphar could see God was with Joseph. Potiphar even promoted Joseph to oversee his house. But Potiphar's wife was a wicked woman. She told a lie on Joseph, and Joseph was put in prison. But even in prison, God was with Joseph. The people in prison liked Joseph, and they told him dreams they had. Joseph told them the meaning of their dreams. Pharaoh was the ruler in Egypt, and one night he had a dream. And no one could tell him what the dream meant. One of the men who had been in prison said, "I know who can tell you the meaning of the dream." Joseph was sent for and told what the dream meant. Joseph said, "God is showing you what he is about to do. There are going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. You must store up food during the 7 years of plenty to prepare for the 7 years of famine." So, there had to be someone that Pharaoh could trust to oversee this project. So, he appointed Joseph to oversee all the food of Egypt. During this time, Joseph married and had 2 sons. While this was going on in Egypt, in Canaan, Joseph's father was grieving over Joseph every day. And Joseph's brothers were grieving over the wrong they had done to their brother and father. During the time of the famine, it had been over 20 years since Joseph had seen his family. One day, his brothers went to Egypt to buy food. They did not recognize Joseph, but he did them. He knew they had an evil nature, so he did not tell them who he was, but he just asked questions about their family. Joseph accused them of being spies and put them in prison. He heard them talking of the wrong they had done and how sorry they were for being so mean to Joseph. After hearing this, he let his brothers go, and they returned home to Jacob, their father. They told them of the treatment they had experienced in Egypt and how rough the man was to them. They didn't know the man was Joseph. So the brothers said, "We're not going back unless Benjamin goes with us, because he said, 'Don't come back. I don't want to see your face if you don't bring your brother.'" Well, Jacob couldn't bear the thoughts of that. So he told them, he says, "No, I can't let Benjamin go." And finally, they ran out of food, and they had to go back to Egypt. But the brothers said, "We're not going unless Benjamin goes with us, because we know what he said. We will not see his face unless Benjamin is with us." His father scolded the boys for telling Joseph that they had a brother. They said, "He asked us," and they told the truth. Obviously, during this time of grieving, and seeing their father grieve so for Joseph, their conscience had been touched. They realized the wrong that they had done, and they were sorry. Because of the need for food, finally Jacob agreed to allow Benjamin to go with them. When they arrived, it was a very emotional time for Joseph. He loved Benjamin so much. You see, Joseph was the son of Rachel. Benjamin was the son of Rachel, too. But in the course of time they were there, he told them who he was, and he cried, and he cried, and he cried. The brothers were so ashamed, but they could see that Joseph had forgiven them. Joseph insisted that they all come to Egypt because there were 5 more years of the famine. The brothers returned home and told their father all they had experienced in Egypt, and that Joseph was alive, and that he was the one who had spoken roughly to them, and that he was the overseer of all the food. And on top of that, he wanted the whole family to move there, and that he would give them a good place to live. Talk about the mercy of the Lord. There was such mercy. Jacob's whole family moved to Egypt. Jacob and Joseph hugged, kissed, and cried. What a reunion! This father and son thought they would never see each other again. Joseph told Jacob God had blessed him with 2 sons, and Jacob said, "Bring them here, and I will bless them, because they are mine, just like my own sons." Joseph brought his sons. Manasseh was the older, Ephraim the younger. He brought the boys to Jacob, and when Jacob reached out to bless the younger as the greater, Joseph said, "Not so, my father." Jacob said, "I know which one is older. He shall be great, but his younger brother shall be greater." Don't you know that Jacob's mind went back to the day when he stole his brother's birthright? Many times in life, our mind will flash back to some wrong we have done even decades ago. But then we are reminded of God's word promising us if we will confess our sins to Him, He will cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. In the story of Jacob and Esau and Jacob's 12 sons, we see sins like lying, stealing, hatred, Esau's intent to kill Jacob, Jacob's sons' intent to kill Joseph. And without there being a willingness to forgive, these stories would have a different ending. Thank God for Jacob's experience of wrestling for the blessing and becoming a changed man, an humble man. Even though Joseph was a bond servant, thank God for his excellent spirit, his forgiveness of his brothers even before they were reconciled as a family, and his willingness to serve to please. Because of that, they too were gathered to the people of God in death. Boys and girls, let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us by your example what a real servant is supposed to say and do. Our hearts were full of self-will and pride and anger, and we're the ones who should have been nailed to the cross. But thank you for taking our place when you died on the cross. For anyone listening to this story, they too can believe that you will take all the hate, anger, and painful memories away. It doesn't matter what they have said are done. And on the day when we are gathered to our people, it won't matter what other people have done to us. All things are possible if we will only believe. After blessing Joseph's sons, Jacob wanted to bless his own sons before he died. He wanted his family to serve this true and living God all the days of their life. He wanted them all to be gathered together one day in that great reunion, gathered to their own people together as those who had served the true and living God. So this concludes our study of the patriarchs.
What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the names of the first three.
Jacob had 12 sons, and their names were these: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Let's try that again.
What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Jacob had 12 sons, and their names were these: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
What's a patriarch?
A patriarch is the father of a nation.
And what is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye,
Aunt Dee. Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedarmont Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.